Hello there, and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter, enjoying bringing you the news from the Eastern Sierras now for about 3 weeks. I want to encourage you today to go download our Eastern Sierra Now app and watch our two new YouTube videos, Business Matters with Amy Smith and the Memorial Day Arts and Crafts Fair featuring regional artists and their processes from all over the areas around the Eastern Sierras. The news is coming up, but first, a word from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
Thank you to our sponsors. For our first story, it looks like Inyo National Forest has completed its prescribed burn of 1,713 acres. These areas will now provide a defensive buffer adjacent to nearby communities and infrastructure that will allow firefighters to work in the event of a wildfire. The fires will also improve forest health, resilience, and stressors to disturbance such as wildlife, insects, disease, and drought. Chance Traub said, "We are happy to see fire return to more natural interval on the landscape." Both of these projects have evolved from previous prescribed burns. They can now be areas to build off of, providing an anchor point for future prescribed fire projects. Ignition days were chosen in consideration for direction and dispersion of smoke. We've all seen the skies. They're very hazy, and it's partially because of these prescribed burns. Helping reduce smoke impact to communities, roadways, and popular recreation areas over the course of the burns was a strategic choice for fire management. Inyo National Forest Chief of Fire and Aviation Management, Larry Pingle, and Forest Supervisor, Leslie Yen, would like to thank the assisting resources who made these prescribed burns possible. These take a lot of resources. There were a lot of firefighters on staff to assist with these prescribed burns. Humboldt Tayabi Angeles, Manti La Salle, San Bernardino, Cleveland National Forest, Bureau of Land Management, Central California District, and Kern Valley Hotshots, Savannah River Fire Unit out of Georgia, RJT Contracting Hand Crew, and Mammoth Lakes Fire Department as one of our contingency resources. Additionally, the support from the Pacific Southwest region's UAS program increased efficiency and safety for firefighters on the burns. Seems like a win in fire season to get these done without any sort of trouble whatsoever. Just a little bit of hazy skies for us citizens of the Eastern Sierra. And in other news, it looks like a truck crashed in Death Valley spilling liquid asphalt. A tractor trailer crashed in Death Valley National Park on July 17th, releasing emulsified asphalt. Commercial trucks are prohibited on Mud Canyon Road, partially due to steep grades. The truck's brakes failed, and while descending from Daylight Pass, the driver downshifted but was unable to stop the truck. It crashed on the shoulder of Mud Canyon Road, about 2.5 miles of North Highway. The driver was uninjured. Park visitors picked him up and drove him to a cell phone service tower to report the incident. National Park Service employees responded to the scene to contain the estimated 5,000 gallons of emulsified asphalt and 150 gallons of diesel released when the truck crashed. The trucking company is cooperating with the NPS to remove the wreck and clean up the site. But charges are pending. Y'all got to be careful with our national parks. Like, we can't just bend the rules because we want to. They're huge resources, and we have to use them for transport and recreate within them, but we have to do it responsibly. And here's an example of what can go wrong if we do not do that with our parks and public lands. All right, and the Bishop Elks Lodge 1603 has a summer lau. Kalau, deep pit pork, savory sides, and tasty desserts. This goes on Saturday, August 5th, 2023, at the Elks Park. Adult and children games, hula dancing, music, and more. $20 for adults, $10 for children 12 and under. The event starts at 3 p.m. Dinner served at 5 p.m. Let's go through the schedule here. So at 3 p.m., the event opens. There's going to be bar service, horseshoes, and cornhole. At 3:30 p.m., water balloon toss. 4 p.m., hula hoop contest. 5 p.m., dinner and entertainment. That's the deep pit smoked pork. 6 p.m., 50-50 drawing. You got to be present for the prizes. 6:15 is going to be squirt guns on the grass, horseshoes, and cornhole. So this means that people with squirt guns get to shoot the people playing horseshoes and cornhole to distract them from their games. Just kidding. It's three separate events at 6:15. And that's on Saturday the 5th at Elks Park of 2023. You could buy tickets at the Bishop Elks Lodge, 151 East 9th Street, Monday through Wednesday. So it looks like we dodged a bullet over at the Bishop Airport. A cargo plane incident temporarily closed the Bishop runway. A Beech 99, that's a plane, belonging to Ameriflight, the largest cargo plane of Part 135 airline in the U.S., experienced a landing gear malfunction shortly after takeoff from the Bishop Airport this morning at approximately 9:40 a.m. The aircraft circled the airport several times, seeking and receiving confirmation that the landing gear was down. The aircraft attempted to land on runway 30 at about 9:55 a.m., at which the landing gear collapsed and the plane skidded into the runway safely and landed. The airport operations alerted dispatch requesting fire and law enforcement response immediately. They responded to the scene at the Connolly's aircraft fire and rescue vehicle. The pilot, the sole occupant of the aircraft, was uninjured, but the plane sustained heavy damage. There were no fuel leaks, fires, or damage to the runway. That's great. We are partially through fire season, and anything we could do to mitigate reduce the risk of having a wildfire, we are all for as citizens of the Eastern Sierra and California. Also, just a shout out to all of our emergency services, firefighters, everybody who responded to this. You did a great job, and I just want to say thank you for doing the jobs that you do. It's absolutely essential, and we thank you. I'm sad to report a man died at Golden Canyon Trailhead. The heat may have been a factor in his death at Death Valley National Park. Temperatures soared over to about 121 degrees. A 71-year-old man from Los Angeles collapsed outside the restroom at Golden Canyon. Santa Barbara Park Service officials believe he likely had been hiking the popular trail. He was wearing a sun hat and hiking gloves and carrying a backpack. His car was in the parking lot. Other park visitors called 911 at 3:40 p.m. National Park Service and Inyo County Sheriff's Office responded. Mercy Air's helicopter was not able to respond due to the high temperature. It's too high, 121 for the helicopter. Park rangers arrived at 3:47. They did CPR and used an automated external defibrillator, an AED, but they were not able to save the man. The Inyo County Coroner's Office has not determined a cause for the man's death yet. However, park rangers suspect heat was a factor. The official temperature at nearby Furnace Creek was 121, as we stated before, at the time of the individual's death. Park rangers encourage people to visit Death Valley safely in the summer by sightseeing short distances from their air-conditioned cars or hiking in the park's cooler mountains. They do not recommend hiking at lower elevations after 10 a.m. We've had an excessive heat warning for over a week now, if I'm not mistaken. This is the second heat-related fatality in the Death Valley area this summer. A 65-year-old man died on July 3rd. We reported it here on Eastern Sierra Now News. So, people, all my people of the Eastern Sierras and our visitors to the Eastern Sierras, please be careful and prepare to go out in the sun, especially if you're going on a long journey. Sunscreen, water, salt, multitudes of those items, especially calculate how long you're going to be out. And let's listen to our park rangers and not go to the places that they tell us not to go. They know better than us, and let's just heed their warnings, especially with this excessive heat warning that we've all been living through. Just be careful out there, my fellow humans of the Eastern Sierra and visitors of the Eastern Sierra and national parks surrounding the Eastern Sierra. All right, and on to other less tragic news. New funding and formation for Rural Regional Energy Network offers energy-efficient programs to California's underserved communities. I reported on this yesterday, but I just want to go ahead and throw out another call to it. It's called the Rural REN, and the investment is more than $177 million allocated to underserved areas, including Inyo and Mono counties. And this is for sustainable energy and infrastructure where we can get up to date. So this is a really great thing. I encourage you to go on to the Eastern Sierra Now website or listen to my news coverage of this yesterday and just read about it. There's a lot of opportunities for underserved communities like ours to get sustainable energy and technologies that will assist us to lower our costs and be more efficient and sustainable for the future of us. And so go ahead and check that out on Eastern Sierra Now website and listen to the news yesterday. And last but not least, the Friends of the Eastern Sierra California Museum are putting on a show at the American Legion Hall, 201 South Edwards Street in Independence, California. There it is, take it, a living history of Chautauqua performance by author and historian David Woodruff. So in this play, Mr. Woodruff will assume the character, dreamer, designer, constructor, and despot of Los Angeles Aqueduct William Mulholland, abhorred by the Eastern Sierra, revered by Southern California. Bill brought a river 233 miles away so that the City of Angels could grow into a great metropolis while leaving a rural agrarian community in ruins. This is Water Wars at its best worst. If you are interested in going to the event, go ahead and RSVP to 760-920-4020 or email ROLH@suddenlink.net. And remember, that's on Saturday, July 22 at 2 p.m. at the American Legion Hall, 201 South Edward Street in Independence, California. I would go and see this. This seems like a huge piece of our history that we all are dealing with every day living in the Eastern Sierras. And now let's head over to Seth Connors for some California and Eastern Sierra local sports action. Take it away, Seth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors. You're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. So football season is about a month out in the Eastern Sierra, but whenever I get a little tidbit, I want to toss it out there. I also want to get the schedules mentioned as soon as I know, and as the season draws nearer, I'll start to bring more in-depth coverage. That being said, I want to announce the Big Pine Warriors have posted their schedule, and first up is a home game against the Fraser Mountain Falcons. That game is scheduled for August 26th at 1 p.m. Sounds really hot, so dress cool and remember to hydrate. In Big League Baseball news, the Los Angeles Dodgers are looking like they're ready to make a playoff run. Not only did they just take 2 out of 3 in Baltimore, that's right, Baltimore, the scorching hot winner of 8 straight games before the Dodgers came to town Baltimore. The Dodgers have now won 8 out of their last 10 games and find themselves perched atop the National League West with a record of 55-40, good enough for a one-game lead over the rival Giants from up north. After the Dodgers won 6-4 on Monday, the Dodgers took care of business again on Tuesday, easily disposing of the home team Orioles by a score of 10-3. Freddie Freeman stayed hot, going 3-4. Will Smith was 3-4 out of the 3-hole on Tuesday. And for the second game in a row, a Dodgers rookie starter got the victory as Michael Grove threw 5 innings, allowing 1 earned and striking out 4. On Wednesday morning, the Dodgers would go for the sweep of the Orioles, who haven't been swept in any series since 2021. But Dodger lefty Julio Urias got hit hard, giving up 8 earned runs in 5 innings, and the Dodgers fell by a score of 8-5, and the Orioles' unswept streak remains intact and alive at an astonishing 70 straight series. Overall, the news has been good out of Dodger camp this week. They've won 4 of the first 6 of a grueling 9-game road trip, and Dodger ace Clayton Kershaw threw a successful bullpen and appears to be on track to return in the very near future. He's been out since June 30th with minor shoulder inflammation. When asked by reporters how it was going on Tuesday, Kershaw replied, "All good," and he actually appears slightly frustrated that he's not back already. Dodger manager Dave Roberts stated that an early August return seemed reasonable and will assume probable. The Dodgers have the day off on Thursday, but then they'll finish off their current road trip in Texas to take on another really good team, the Texas Rangers. The Dodgers will send Tony Gonsolin to the mound to start against former Dodger Andrew Haney. First pitch is at 5:05. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Seth, for that sports action from the Eastern Sierra and all of California. Okay, that's all I have for you today. I'm Byron Walter. This is Eastern Sierra Now News. And I gotta say, go download our app, watch our 2 new videos on YouTube. 1, Business Matters with Amy Smith. 2, the Memorial Arts and Crafts Show that took place in May during Mule Days at Bishop, featuring regional artists. Thank you for joining me on the news today. Byron out.